姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
好不好？我们在一起有些祷告。
May we have a word of prayer.
主知道我们要谢谢。
True Lord, truly we thank you.
主知道我们还没有出母腹的时候，主就认识我。
That before we come out from the mother's womb, that you know us.
主你按我们的名把我们一一的招出来。
Lord, you know each one of our names that you call each one of us out.
主求你继续向我们施恩。
That may you have a grace upon us once again.
主我们一起到你的面前。
That we come before you.
主求你的圣灵继续的带领我们。
That your spirit continues to lead us.
主你知道我们是软弱无用的。
Lord, you know we are weak and useless.
但你的爱常常摸着我。
But your love often touches us.
主你爱我们就爱我们到底。
Let your love and love us internally.
主把你自己显明在我们中间。
Let you manifest yourself among us.
我们让我们能够真实的认识。
That we can truly know you.
主把今天聚会从头到尾仰望在你面前。
That this morning we give you this gathering from beginning to the end.
主每位主在外面的弟兄他们在路上的行程都仰望在你面前。
And so for all those brothers and sisters who are traveling right now, we also give them upon your hands.
主让我们和他们一起同蒙你记忆的恩典。
That they among us we can together receive your grace.
我们谢谢主。
That we thank you, Lord.
靠主耶稣基督圣。
In our Lord's name I pray. Amen.
我们谢主，让我们再一次的聚集。
That I thank you, I thank our Lord that He allows us to gather here together again.
我也谢主在弟兄姐妹在主面前的祷告和代祷。
And I also thank brothers and sisters for your prayers.
就是上一次的交通是在五个月以前。
I remember last time I shared was about 5 months ago.
但很多弟兄姐妹有时候想看打个招呼，可能时间上非常的快的过去。
And I realize each time I give you greetings, then the time flies by.
上礼拜是父亲节。
And last Sunday was Father's Day.
很早就起床。
And in the morning I woke up really early.
Yeah, 我就吃过早餐，就在坐在桌子前面等他们起床。
And after I had breakfast, I sat before the table and wait for my family to get up.
然后我的小女儿就起来。
And my youngest daughter was awoke.
她就从冰箱拿一些东西摆在我面前说父亲节快乐。
And he took out a few items from the refrigerator and say Happy Father's Day to me.
其实我早就已经吃饱。
I already had breakfast earlier.
我现在等他们起来。
I was just sitting there and waiting for them.
但是我还是谢谢她能够记得拿东西给我吃。
But I still thank her that she remembered to give this breakfast to me.
然后我刚想说要亲我一下。
And I asked her to give me a kiss.
她说 no.
And she said no.
我就问我大女儿说你要不要亲我一下。
And I asked my elder daughter Christine to give me a kiss as well.
她说 no.
And she also said no.
我没有问我姐妹。
I didn't ask my wife.
因为我实在体会到主实在如何的在那里等待我们和他亲近。
Because I realize the Lord how much He wants us to be there and be close to Him.
每个礼拜我们一起的过。
Every week we are here for Lord's table.
我相信主其实早就在那里等待着我们。
And I.Understand that the Lord has been there waiting for us. That He wants us to be close to Him.
但前面五个月以前，我交通主在约翰福音第四章里面。
And 5 months ago, my sermon was about the book of John, chapter 4.
就是撒玛利亚妇人在那个井旁。
It is about that woman from Samaritan.That Samaritan woman, when he was right next to a well.
主告诉他说，人喝这个水还会渴，但是喝我所赐他的水必永远不渴。
And Lord Jesus told her that the people will still be thirsty after drinking water from this well, but if you drink my water, you will never be thirsty again.
我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，使涌到永生。
The from chapter 14 says, whoever drinks the water I give him, indeed the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life.
我们感谢主，他告诉我们，我们在一起敬拜他，用我们心灵和诚实敬拜他。
I thank Lord that He allows us to worship Him in spirit and truth.
所以虽然我们在这里，有些弟兄姐妹在维吉尼亚。
Although we are here and some brothers and sisters are in Virginia.
我们感谢主，我们还是一同能够一起敬拜他。
And I still give thanks to our Lord that we can continuously to worship Him.
从在那第四章里面，当门徒回来要拿食物给主耶稣吃的时候。
And remember in chapter 4 when disciples came back to Him and also brings stuff for our Lord Jesus to eat.
第四章三十四节。
It is chapter 4 verse 34.
主耶稣说，我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。
And Jesus says, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work.
所以当主在世上活着的时候，他那个心思似乎就是为着主的旨意而活。
And when he was on the earth, that all he was thinking was according to our Lord's will.
他也在那里一直期盼等待完成主的旨意。
And he always there waiting and expect the completion of God's will.
我们也知道我们实在是神的工作，在基督里造成。
And we all know that we are his work, we are all done in him.
在圣经里面也告诉我说我们是他的田地。
In the Bible, we all know that we are his field.
他耕种制造我们。
That he nurtures, he produces us.
要生长菜蔬，合乎主用。
He wants to grow vegetables and grows for him to use.
所以这是主的恩典。
It is truly the Lord's grace.
他看得起我们。
That he sees us well worthy.
或许我们可以被这世界上来使用。
Maybe we can be used by this world.
但实在那位创造宇宙万物的主。在我们身上实在有他的心意和他的工作。
But it is the one who created heaven and earth that has his heart and an eternal will for each one of us.
这让我们常常提到主用着十字架的道路来制作我们。
Although we often mention that the Lord used the path of the cross to produce us.
来雕塑我。
To sculpture us.
来。来帮助我们。
And also to help us.
所以说我们必须舍己背起他的十字架来跟从着他。
And also he asks us to carry his cross and follow him.
但是我们常常在有一个错误，或者说我们有一个不对的地方。
Oftentimes we made a mistake, is something that we don't fully understand.
我们常常逃避主给我们的十字架。
We often escape the cross that He provides for us.
或者我们常常认为主把弟兄姐妹或者把我们的妻子或者把我们的丈夫或者把我们的儿女摆在面前，他们就是我们的十字架。
And oftentimes we feel that the family, our husband, our wife, our children that He provides before us, that they become our cross.
所以我们有时候会说。我的妻子是我的十字架。
So oftentimes I tell others, my wife is my cross.
但是主的话来是，我们必须舍己背起自己的十字架来跟随着他。
But the Lord told us we have to sacrifice ourselves and carry our own cross.
实在我们的自己的里面，我们有许许多多十字架阻挡我们和主之间的关系。
Actually, there are a lot of cross in us to prevent from people like us to be close to our Lord.
所以主叫我们要舍弃自己，背起这个十字架来跟随着他。
So the Lord asks us to sacrifice ourselves and carry this cross and follow Him. But oftentimes we look upon other people's cross. We often escape our own cross. Or we create cross for other people. Oftentimes we want to nail ourselves onto the cross.
实在我们实在是主自己在那里栽培我们。
And truly the Lord himself there to nurture us.
我们没有办法自己来做。
Now we won't be able to do this by ourselves.
我们求主继续的制作。
We ask him to continuously to produce us.
我们还有一个误会, 我们认为十字架把我们带到死的地步。
And also there's another misunderstanding that we often thought the cross lead us to this path of death.
好像似乎呢是非常的, 消极的部分。
It seems that this is something very pessimistic.
事实上主要借着十字架把我们带入复活的地步。
Actually, the Lord wants us to use this cross to lead us to the revival.
进入那个丰盛的生命,
into this abundant life.
所以我们要背起自己的十字架来跟随着他。
Therefore, we have to carry this cross and follow him.
但是圣经中还有一句话, 主耶稣说,
and there's also another, Jesus in the Bible told us another thing.
在马太福音11章29节,
it is in the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 29.
他说, 凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来。
And he told us, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I
am
gentle and humble.
我就使你们得安息。
That you will find rest in your souls.
我心里柔和谦卑, 你们当负我的轭, 学我的样式, 这样你们心里就必得享安息。
He told us, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
这里提到轭,
and here he mentioned yoke.
我想轭这里代表一个工作,
and yoke here means works.
那为什么帮助比较年轻的弟兄姐妹，我上网找了一些照片。
And because I want to help the younger brothers and sisters among us, so I look up some pictures on the internet.
到底什么是轭?
So what exactly is this yoke?
哦，这个就是轭。
And here you see on the screen, that is yoke.
两只牛上面背着那个轭就在他们肩上。
It is something that you see these two ox carry on their shoulders.
下一张，谢谢。
Next picture, please.
这是两个轭，牛的脖子在里面。
And you can see these two yokes that the ox or the cows they have they put on their necks.
下一张。
And next picture, please.
这个轭在颈子上。
Oh, they often put this yoke on their shoulder, on their neck.
那这个不是很舒服的，但是这个牛就是用着那个轭可以。
I don't feel it's comfortable for the ox or the cows, but they use this to nurture the field.
这圣经里面提到，但是要负主的轭。
And here in the Bible, it mentioned that we have carry his yoke.
所以这个轭只有一个。
And this yoke, there's only one.
是主的轭。
It is Lord's yoke.
他说，主说你们要学我的样式。
The Lord says you have to imitate me.
所以你看这是两只牛，其中一只是比较老的牛。
And here we see that there are two cows, there are two ox, and one is the elder.
那年轻的牛是跟着走的。
And the younger one simply follow the elder one.
真正那个轭在背的是那个老的牛在背的。
And the ox that carries the yoke is the elder ox.
年轻的只是跟着他走。
And the younger one simply follow it.
因为年轻的常常会，年轻的牛会想要吃路边的草。
Because the younger one often wants to eat the grass on the road.
但是那一个老的牛，他知道他应该要走的，走的直。
But the elder one, it knows that he has to walk in a straight path.
所以。 我们今天负主的轭乃是学主的样式。
So today we carry the Lord's yoke is to imitate him.
只有一个轭。
There's only one yoke.
是主在背，我们在跟着他走。
The yoke was carried by our Lord, and we simply follow him.
所以我们的工作乃是主的工作。
Therefore, our work is actually his work.
我们不需要自己去找我们自己的工作。
We don't need to look for our own works.
常常我们忙忙碌碌就想要自己做我们自己要做的事情。
Oftentimes, we're busy around and we want to do our own things.
所以主说他的食物就是遵循差他来者的旨意做成他的功。
So he told us that his food is to do the work the one for the one who sent him.
主的工作已经做了完成了。
That we know his work is complete.
我们乃是在他的工作里面享受他的安息。
That we are simply enjoy his peace, enjoy the peace in his work.
所以当我们在这 听到这句话主说, 我的食物就是遵循差我来者旨意, 做成他的工的时候,
so here we hear that the his food is to do the work for the one who sent him.
什么是主的工?
So what exactly is Lord's work?
或者说什么是神的工?
So what exactly is God's work?
我想在约翰福音第六章28节里面, 这些众人问同样的问题。
And in the book of John, chapter 6, verse 28, all his disciples were asking the same question.
他说我们当行什么才算做神的功?
And he asked the work of, he then asked him, what must we do to do the works God requires?
耶稣回答说, 信神所差来的这就是做神的功。
And Jesus answered, the work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent.
虽然在许多译本里面没有做这个字。
In many translations, there's no word, do.
所以这句话似乎是说, 耶稣说神的功就是信神所差来的。
So here, the easier translation is to do God's work is to believe in the one he has sent.
这神并没有意思叫我们去做神的工。
So God did not tell us to do his work.
主告诉我们什么是神的工。
And God simply told us what is God's work.
事实上主已经完成了。
Actually, the Lord has completed his work.
在约翰福音第17章里面。
And also in the book of John, chapter 17.
这是非常重要的一个章节。
It is a very important chapter in the whole scripture.
因为这是主在上十字架之前所做的一个祷告。
Because it is a prayer that Jesus for himself and his disciples before he went on cross.
在他的祷告里面，我们似乎看见一个家庭家里面的祷告。
And here we see that this feels like a prayer for the family.
当然，因为经文很多，所以我们可能没有办法全部读完。
Since there are a lot of verses, so we probably won't be able to read them all.
但是实在要求弟兄姐妹回去好好读这个章节。
But I ask brothers and sisters to please read this chapter carefully once you go back home.
实际上我们宝贵14到17章。
We treasure the chapter 14 through 17.
这主耶稣在上十字架之前，他对门徒说的一句，这是一些话。
It is a passage he told his disciples and apostles before he went on cross.
在17章里面。 这个祷告里面一个家里面的祷告。
And in chapter 17, we see this is the prayer for the family.
让我们看一些经节。Let's
read a couple of verses.
为着方便, 所以我也把一些经节印在今天的周报后面。
For your convenience, I also print some scriptures on the back of our program book.
17章第3节里面。
And chapter 17, verse 3.
他说, 认识你独一的真神, 并且认识你所差的耶稣基督, 这就是永生。
And he says, now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, that Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
第4节,
in verse 4.
我在地上已经荣耀你, 你所托付我的事, 我已有成全了。
I have brought you glory on earth by completing the work you gave me to do.
如今, 他们知道, 凡你所赐给我的, 都是从你那里来的。 第七节。
Oh, I'm sorry. It's in verse 7. Now they know that everything you have given me comes from you.
第八节, 因为你所赐给我的道, 我已经赐给他们, 他们也领受, 又确实知道, 我是从你出来的。 并且信你差了我来。
And so on verse 8, for I gave them the words you gave me, and they accept them. They knew with a certainty that I came from you, and they believe that you sent me.
21节,
and also on verse 21,
使他们都合为一，正如你父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我们里面，叫世人可以信你差了我来。
That all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me, and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me.
23节,
verse 23.
我在他们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全的合而为一，叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们，如同爱我一样。
I in them and you in me, may they be brought to complete unity, to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me.
25节.
Verse 25.
公义的父啊, 世人未曾认识你, 我却认识你, 这些人也知道你差了我来。
Righteous Father, though the world does not know you, I know you, and they know that you have sent me.
主来赐给我们永生,
that the Lord here send us the eternal life,
叫我们得生命,
that to allow us to receive life,
而且得得更丰盛,
to receive this abundant life.
神的话是真理,
that His word is truth,
叫我们成圣,
that we may be sanctified.
而且告诉我们, 他在我们里面, 我们在他里面, 他叫我们合而为一。
That He told us He is in us and we are in Him, that we can be a unity.
叫世人可以知道, 他是神所差来的。
That may allow people in this world that He's the one he's the one who was sent.
为什么从神差来的这么重要？
And why is it so important that for him to be sent by our Lord, for by God?
最近是毕业的季节。
And recently it is a season of graduation.
我非常的忙碌, 尤其要毕业的学生们。
We're all very busy, especially for those graduating students.
前两礼拜我参加我女儿高中的一个晚上，她有一个颁那个奖学金的一个聚会。
2 weeks ago, I attend my daughter's scholarship ceremony.
我不知道一个学校有这么多的奖学金呢。
I didn't realize there are so many scholarships were given in one school.
这么多的公司或者机构，他们愿意出钱。
That so many organizations and companies willing to sponsor the students for them to receive the scholarship.
所以那天晚上大概有差不多，我想差不多有快200个机构，他在那颁发奖学金。
And that evening there were about 200 organizations there to sponsor this event.
有的小孩有，听说一个小孩子拿到10,000多块。
And I heard there was one kid that received more than $10,000.
所以他一个一个颁，一个一个奖。
So in that ceremony. The scholarship is given one after another.
有的人拿了一个奖状，奖牌。
And some people receive a plaque.
有人拿了1,000块，2,000块。
And some people receive $1,000 or $2,000 in cash.
有人拿5,000。
And some people receive $5,000.
有些人是从学校来的。
And some awards comes from school.
有些从 county 里面来的。
And some awards came from the county.
有些从州里面来的。And
some awards came from the state.
跑去没有从总统那里来的。And
there was no presidential award that night.
我想我们知道这个每一年有少数极少数极少数很优秀的学生，他们拿到总统奖。We
know there were very few of us received this presidential award.
我相信他们的父母亲也是为他们的努力感到骄傲。I
know their parents were really proud of their kids. For their hard work.
虽然这世界上很容易就消失了，这个可能高兴一阵子就消失了。Although
many things vanish easily in this world.
但是我们实在知道从哪里来的非常的重要。But
we do realize it is very important, depends on where it comes from.
实际上在主耶稣在福音书里面，那些犹太人。 他们在跟主争执的时候，他们所要抓的一点就是要问他从哪里来。
So in the book of Gospels that all those Jews when they argue with the Lord that they want to find out where exactly he came from.
记得那个西罗亚池子的那个瞎子吗？
You remember that blind person in the Croatia.
因为那法利赛人不承认耶稣是从神那里来的，因为他不守安息日。
Because the Pharisees did not admit that Jesus was from the Lord because he did not obey the Sabbath.
他们不承认耶稣是，所以他们说他们不知道他从哪里来。
Therefore, they did not know where he came from.
但是那个瞎子，神开他眼睛，那位瞎子说。
But that blind man, he said.
他说，他开了我的眼睛，你们竟不知道他从哪里来。
That he opened my eyes, and yet you do not know where he came from.
这人若不是从神来的，怎么能做这什么都不能做。
If he is not from God, then there's nothing he can do.
所以犹太人、法利赛人他们就是不愿意相信他是从神那里来的。
And Jews and Pharisees they still do not believe that he came from God.
你记得比拉多问主耶稣的最后一句话说什么吗？
Remember Pilate the last sentence, the last questions he asked Jesus.
在约翰福音十九章第九节。
It is in the book of John chapter 19. Chapter 10 verse 19.
就是比拉多问耶稣说
，That Pilate asked Jesus，
你从哪里来
？That where were you from？
耶稣却不回答。
That Jesus did not answer。Oh, I'm sorry, it's chapter 19。
比拉多说：“你不对我说话吗？你岂不知道我有权柄释放你，也有权柄。”
Chapter 19, verse 10 says, Do you refuse to speak to me? Pilate said, Don't you realize I have power either to free you or to crucify you?
耶稣回答说，若不是从上头赐给你的，你就毫无权柄犯我。
And Jesus answered, You would have no power over me if it were not given to you from above.
所以那个权柄或者主他从哪里来的非常重要。
So this power, this authority is very important if he actually came from God.
我们相信主的人。
For those of us who believe in the Lord.
我们相信主耶稣是从神那里来。
That we believe Lord Jesus was from God.
但是我们珍惜他吗？
But do we treasure it?
还是我们轻看他？
Or we lie, or we underestimate it?
还是我们就忽略他？
Or we just simply ignore this fact.
在我们的生活中,
in our life,
我们如何对待这位主, 从神那里来的那位主?
How we treat this Lord who came from God.
我记得有一次我们在跟弟兄姐妹在一起的时候,
I remember there was one time when I was with brothers and sisters.
有一个弟兄姐妹他们期盼了很久。
And there was a couple that they expect for a long time that they want a son from God. And the kid grew up fast, so all of a sudden he becomes an adult. So this mom focused on her kid and stayed at home. That taught him a lot of things.
他会背很多很多的东西。
He remembers a lot and also memorizes a lot of verses.
实在是父母中心中的宝贝。
And he was truly this treasure, in the heart of their parents.
他就跟那母亲就跟我们说。
So the mom told us.
我想或许是开玩笑。
And maybe he said in a joking tone.
他说你知道吗？
And he told me that you know.
有时候我觉得我的儿子比主耶稣还要可爱一点。
That oftentimes I feel my kid is even more adorable than Jesus.
我很珍惜我们这位姐妹。
I truly treasure this sister that we have.
因为她说了很诚实的话。
Because he told us something very honest.
她没有隐瞒。
She did not hide.
但常常在我们的心中，我们隐瞒，我们并不真实。
And oftentimes we hide in our heart that we do not treasure. Oftentimes we see each other are more adorable than the Lord Jesus himself. But although we don't speak, but our sister was very honest. But oftentimes we have to ask ourselves, that when our God gave His the only Son,
他儿子从他身边拆到这个世界上来,
when He delivered His only Son from His sight,
为了救赎我们,
to provide salvation.
所以耶稣在他的祷告里面说,
so Jesus in His prayer He said,
他叫我们知道,
that He let us know,
神爱我们,
that God loves us,
就好像神爱他一样,
just like God loves him. Do you know how God treasures each one of us? How can we not treasure the one he sent, the only son? Oftentimes we put our work more important than Lord himself. Oftentimes we see our kids more important than Lord himself. And oftentimes I feel we owe this only son that comes from God. And how do we believe this one who was sent by God? And we still want to go back to the book of John chapter 6.
当我们读这一章的时候,
and when we read this chapter,
当主说完说, 信神所差来的就是神的工作,
when he told us that to believe the one who was sent by God is to finish, is to do his work,
之后, 他就提到了他自己,
and afterward he mentioned about himself.
在, 我想这一章很多,
and you can see there are many verses in this chapter, but we can find a few to read.
33节,
in verse 33,
因为神的粮, 就是那从天上降下来, 是生命给世界的,
and in verse 33, chapter 6, it says, for the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world.
他们说主啊, 常把这粮, 常将这粮赐给我们,
and they said, sir, from now on, give us this bread.
耶稣说, 我就是生命的粮, 到我这里来的, 必定不饿, 信我的永远不渴。
Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty.
56节,
in verse 56,
吃我肉,喝我血的人藏在我里面,
whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him.
65节,
also in verse 65,
耶稣又说, 所以我对你们说过, 若不是蒙我父的恩赐, 没有人能到我这里来。
He went on to say, this is why I told you that no one can come to me unless the Father has enabled him.
从此他门徒中多有退去,不再与和他同行。
And from this time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer follow him.
耶稣就对那十二个门徒说,你们也要去吗?
And Jesus asked the 12, you do not want to leave too, do you?
西门彼得回答说,主啊,你有永生之道,我们还归从谁呢?
And Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life.
或者说我们还跟从谁呢?
And you can also translate, who else can we follow?
所以什么是信神所差来的?
So what is to believe what is to believe the one sent by God?
就我所了解,
as far as I understand,
到主那里去,
is to come before the Lord,
藏在主里面,
is to open in the Lord,
与他同行,
to walk with him,
跟随他,
to follow him.
这是信神所差来的,
It is to believe the one that was sent by God.
自然我们说起来, 在圣经里面的经节, 我们可能都看得懂。
We understand the verses in the Bible.
虽然在生活中, 我们也应该是如此。
And also it can apply to our life.
到主那里去。
To go before the Lord.
常与他同行,
to walk with him.
在他里面,
to be in him.
我们常吃他喝他,
we often eat him and drink him.
我想与他同行, 我们能够与他同行有一个非常重要的一个事情。
And that's a very important element for us to walk with him.
或者我们要在我们周遭的事环境里面, 能够分别出来, 能够跟随着他。
And also to differentiate us from our surroundings and to follow him.
我们要看见一件事情,
and we have to look at this one element.
他是那上好的,
that he is the best.
他是最好的,
he is always the best.
记得那个故事吗? 马大跟 玛利亚的故事。
And remember that story talk about two sisters, Martha and Maria.
在路加福音第十章,
and it is the Gospel of Luke chapter 10.
38节,
from verse 38.
马大跟玛利亚的家是主耶稣常常喜欢去的地方。
We know that the home of Martha and Mary is a place that Jesus often goes.
因为在那里他可以找到安息。
Because there he can rest.
主耶稣是不是常常喜欢到我们家呢?
Does our Lord often come to our home?
当然我们常常求说主啊, 来过来。
And oftentimes we ask the Lord to come.
其实主不是不愿意啊,
it's not the Lord doesn't want to come.
但是我们常常我们的里面哦, 太, 让主没有办法待在里面。
And oftentimes in us that the Lord is not able to stay.
在路加福音十章三十八节,
right, in the Gospel of Luke chapter 10 verse 38,
当主耶稣和他门徒走路的时候, 耶稣进了一个村庄, 有一个女人名叫马大, 接她到自己家里。
And as Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him.
就是把马大先提马大的名字。
And the Bible mentions the name Martha first.
她有一个妹子名叫玛利亚, 在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。
And she had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said.
马大伺候的事多, 心里忙乱, 就近前来说主啊, 我的妹子留下我一个人伺候, 你不在意吗? 请吩咐她来帮助我。
But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me.
耶稣回答说, 马大, 你为许多的事思虑烦恼, 但是不可少的只有一件, 玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分, 是不能夺去的。
And the Lord answered, Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her.
或者如果在英文译本里面，他是提的，他是讲到， 但是有一件事情是需要的。
And in the English translation, it says, it has one thing that was needed.
玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分, 或者说那好的部分。
And Mary has chosen what is better.
是不能夺去的。
And it will not be taken away from her.
玛利亚看见那最好, 看见那最好。
And Mary saw what is the best.
我想这是我们需要的。
And we have to say this is something we need.
我们常常忘记我们有那个最好的。
Oftentimes we forget we already have this, we already have this best thing.
所以我们常常把那最好的放下来, 我们就追求那个次好。
And oftentimes we put down this what is the best and go after what is the second best.
或者我们为着那次好的忧虑烦恼。
And oftentimes, while worried, we concern about what is the next best.
或者我们抱怨,
and oftentimes, we complain.
我想当我们能够,我们会抱怨有一个很重要的原因,
there's one reason why we complain so much.
因为我们有我们所有的是我们自己,
because we thought everything we have belongs to us.
或者我们常常去看着别人,
and oftentimes, we look upon other people. And oftentimes we look onto ourselves. And oftentimes we look onto our works. And we look our results. And oftentimes because of this we become worried, we become troubled. And we forgot we already received is the best blessing. So to believe the one who was sent by God allows to see what is the best. The one who was sent by God is the best. And I often think on my own. I often become enraged, anger toward people around me.
因为我觉得我自己受委屈,
because I feel that I was old.
或者我觉得他们没有达到我的标准,
or they have not achieved my standard.
所以我发脾气,
therefore, I become angry.
我抱怨,
therefore, I complain.
当我的眼光离开了那位爱我们的主的时候,
when my eyes were lifted away from the one who loved us,
我们和周围的环境就失去了那个协调,
And we lost this coherence with our surroundings.
所以主告诉我们,
and so the Lord tells us
我们要信他是神所差来,
that we need to believe the best, the one who was sent by God.
当我们在一起吃主喝主的时候,
so therefore, when we eat him and drink him,
或者说我们的小孩子, 我们每天在 为我们小孩吃东西的时候,
oh, I say, when I feed my children every day,
我相信我们都有一个期望,
I know each one of us have this expectation.
我相信主对我们每一个人也有一个期望,
that I know Lord also has the expectation for each one of us.
我不知道弟兄姐妹对你的小孩子的期望是什么,
I do not know, brothers and sisters, what is your expectation for your children?
每天要喂他, 给他吃, 给他喝, 给他穿衣服,
is to feed him, to clothe him on a daily basis.
尤其我看到姐妹怀孕, 或者刚生小孩的时候, 要喂他,
so when I see when our sister gives birth to the kid, that he wants to feed a baby. No, she wants to feed a baby.
非常的辛苦啊,
that is a hard work. It is something that our brothers cannot understand.
但是我相信做母亲的,
but I believe for those of us who will become mom have this expectation, that when the kid grows up, that we know the babies, they are often adorable, because and also other people's babies are even more adorable,
干干净净的,
because they are very clean.
当然要是要, 有什么状况赶快丢给他爸妈,
if something happens, I just take the baby back to their parents.
但是我相信做父母亲的就希望儿女能够真正的长大, 成人,
but for parents, we want to see our children to grow up.
我想主也是如此,
and I know God also tells us to do so.
在以弗所书4章12节,
in the book of Ephesians chapter 4 verse 12,
他讲到在教会, 神的身体里面,
and it talks about in the church in his body.
而是在教会中, 为要成全圣徒, 各尽其职, 其职, 建立基督的身体,
and it says in the church to prepare God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up.
只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一, 认识神的儿子, 得以长大成人, 满有基督长成的身量,
until we all reach unity in the faith and in knowledge of the Son of God, have become mature.
使我们不再做小孩子, 众人的诡计和欺骗的法术, 被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。
Then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of men in their deceitful scheming.
保罗在哥林多前书三章二节里面
，And Paul in the First Corinthians chapter 3, verse 2,
他提到哥林多教会的弟，哥林多教会的弟兄姐妹。
And he talked to the brothers and sisters in the church of Corinth.
第三章第一节。
It is starting from chapter 3, verse 1.
弟兄们，我从前对你们说话，不能把你们当作属灵的，只能把你们当作属肉体。在基督里喂为婴孩的，我是用奶喂你们，你们有用饭喂你们，那时你们不能吃，就是如今还是不能。
And Paul said to brothers, I could not address you as spiritual, but as worldly, mere infants in Christ. I gave you milk, not solid food, for you were not yet ready for it. Indeed, you are still not ready.
所以讲到婴孩，他们只能吃奶。
And it talks about the baby are only able to drink milk.
说的是奶。
And what is milk?
奶奶是经过已经消化以后的一个食物。
And milk is this nutrition that who was being digested.
所以非常的方便。
Therefore, it's very convenient.
只要嘴巴进去就好。
And as long as you suck it, and then you'll be able to digest.
不太需要胃里面有什么消化。
Your stomach doesn't need to do any work.
我想，当我们一天一天过去的时候
，So, day after day.
一年两年。
Year after year.
十年二十年。
Decades after decades.
我想神的恩典给我们更多的时候，我们可以活得更久。
And we see.The more we receive from the Lord, the longer we will live.
但是我们去年跟今年，今年跟去年是不是长大了一点呢？
But are we a little bit different, this year than last year?
当然我们长老，年纪大一点。
Of course, we grow older.
但是我们灵里面的身体是不是长大了呢？
But is our spiritual life maturing?
二十年以后，
after 20 years.
我们是不是还是今天这个样子呢？
Will we still be the same as today?
我们是不是还是一样只能过着吃奶的生活？
Will we still be the one who will be able to drink milk only?
主看我们还是像婴孩一样。
Will the Lord see us still as babies?
昨天有一个很年轻的一个弟兄说。
There was a very young brother told us.
他才在 college.
And he's only in college.
他说十年以后教会中都是我们这些人。
And he told us 10 years later that the church will be filled with people like me.
我为他感谢主。
Oh, I gave thanks to our Lord for him.
他会想到十年以后。
That he knows what's going to happen in 10 years.
但是如果十年以后还是跟今天这样的生命，那还是婴孩的生命，主如何能够把他的身体交给他们呢？
But in 10 years, if our spiritual life is still the same as today, how can our Lord give His church to people like us?
如果我们都不长大，主如何能够把他的心意向我们显明呢？
If we don't grow up, how can you reveal His will to us?
如果主还是只能给我们吃奶，我们不愿意吃干粮，我们又如何长大呢？
If the Lord only feeds milk and not solid food, how can we be mature?
我想婴孩就是为着自己。
I know babies are all for themselves.
只要不合自己的心意，马上就哭闹。
If it doesn't go their way, they will cry and shout.
似乎全世界都绕着他在转。
It feels like the whole world runs around the baby.
我们跟十年前的，如果我们信主有十年、三年或者一年。
If we believe the Lord for 10 years, 3 years, even a year.
我们和我们信主的当时，今天我们在主面前，我们是不是长大了呢
？Have we grown from the day since we were saved？
如果我们没有
，If we have not，
或者我们是在不在主的期望里面
，Or if we don't live in His expectation，
我们求主帮助我们
，And we ask God for His help。
他是那位从神那里差来救我们。
Lord is the one who was sent by God to save us.
过去, 现在, 将来,
past, present, and the future.
主要一直救我们,
that God will save us forever.
主我们,
we ask God to help us to see He's the best.
在约翰福音16章15节,
and in the book of John, chapter 16, verse 15.
有这么一句话,
I remember this verse like this.
哦,对, 15章15节,
yes, it's chapter 15, verse 15.
14节,
we can restart from verse 14 instead.
对不起, 13节,
let's start from 13.
我们实在没有办法把主的话切断来说,
we cannot break down God's word.
13节, 15章13节, 他说, 人为朋友舍命, 人的爱心没有比这个大的。
From verse 13 says, greater love has no one than there's no one than this.
你们若遵守我的吩, 我所吩咐的就是我的朋友。
That he laid down for his life for his friends. You are my friend if you do what I command.
以后我不再称你们为仆人, 因仆人不知道主人所做的事。 我乃称你们为朋友,因我在我父所听见的已经都告诉你们。
I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends. For everything that I learned from my father, I have made known to you.
是我们是主的仆人,我们在服侍主的人。
Yes, we are Lord's servant. We are the one who serve him.
但是主所要的是他的朋友。
But what the Lord wants is his friends.
因为主已经把他从神所听见的都告诉我们。
Because he already has told whatever he listened before.
朋友知道朋友的心意。
Friends knows the will of other friends.
所以有时候我就没有办法跟我女儿做朋友，因为我实在不知道她在想什么。
And oftentimes I don't feel like I'm friend with my daughter because I don't know what her heart is telling her.
但是当我看到她跟朋友在那里说说笑笑的时候，我才很羡慕他们。
But when she has this joyful conversation with her friends, I was often envious. Because they know each other's heart. And there's one person in the whole Bible who was called God's friend. It is Moses. In the book of Exodus, chapter 33, verse 1.
我非常羡慕他。
I envy him.
33章第一节。
verse
33:1. 不对。所以我没有好好读圣经。有这么一句话。
It's one word.
对不起啊,
I apologize.
耶和华和摩西面对面说话，好像人和朋友说话一样。
It's when Moses spoke to God, it feels like the friends, two friends were talking.
在生命记34章第一节, 34章第10节,
in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 34:11, it seems like it's the conclusion of Moses' life by God.
刚刚在33章11节,
The earlier verse I want to read is in the book of Exodus, chapter 33, verse 10.
神和摩西说话，就好像人与朋友说话一样。
When God spoke to Moses, it's like two friends were talking to each other.
然后在生命记34章第10节，
In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 34, verse 10, it says,
他说以后以色列中再没有兴起先知像摩西的，他是耶。
Since then, no prophet has risen in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face.
摩西的埋葬是主耶稣，是神耶和华把他埋葬的，没有人知道他在哪里。
God Himself buried Moses, and nobody knows where his burial ground was.
曾经天使长和摩和那个恶者为着摩西的身尸体有过争执。
There was once the head of angel had an argument with devil about Moses' body.
所以我们才知道摩西是神所看重的，就是好像他的朋友一样。
So we know Moses is God's friend, is the one he treasured.
所以神要我们不单不是仆人的身份。
So God doesn't want to only be His servants.
只要我们像朋友一样和他能够面对面。
God wants us to be like His friends that He can talk to face to face.
当我们看重他是神所差来，当我们相信他神所差来，我们愿意和他同行，常常与他同行。
When we treasure He's the one who was sent by God, that we can walk with Him.
我们愿意主来雕塑我们。
That we ask for to sculptors.
求主帮助我们在灵里面能够成长。
To help us that we can mature in Him.
我们不再看自己。
That we don't focus on ourselves anymore.
仰望在他的面前。
That we can focus before His eyes.
和他面对面。
That to be face to face with Him.
我相信神可以用着我们在他的旨意里面成就他所要成就。
I believe God is able to use this in His will to complete what He wants to be done.
最后我必须，我想能够虚空交通一点。
Just allow me to make one more point.
我就可以把这个事情解，这个负担能够结束。
Then I can leave this. Then I can put this burden away.
我是85年3月30号受浸以后。
In the year 1985, March 11th, I was baptized.
我想到今日,
to today,
主是在用着一个聚会帮助了我很多。
God used one gathering to help me tremendously.
让弟兄姐妹知道那个侍奉聚会。
And brothers and sisters know that's the service meeting we have on a monthly basis.
我们需要祷告聚会。
And we need prayers meeting.
要主日聚会。
We also need Sunday's gathering.
我想侍奉聚会也是很重要。
And also the service meeting is very important as well.
以前那个聚会叫做同工会。
In the past, we call this meeting co-workers meeting.
后来我们一直有一个困扰。
And we had this difficulty.
因为同工会有些弟兄姐妹 就会开玩笑说，这个同工会就是彼此在那里互相攻击的聚会。
And we often says the co-works meeting is the meeting that each one that one attack another.
后来几乎这个聚会名字被用了十几年。
And we use this name for past 10 some years.
直到有个弟兄到我们中间，他说：“哎，其实我们可以叫侍奉聚会。”
And so, and one day a brother said, Can we call this meeting service meeting from now on?
我们感谢主，那个彼此攻击的时候，或者说彼此攻击的那个，我们不应该存在。
I give thanks to our Lord that the fact that we attack each other should not exist at all.
我现在必须要说，
I have to say this.
我想在我们稍微信主的时间长一点的弟兄，
For those of us who believe our Lord ever longer,
不是说比你们，里里面成长一点。
This is not we are more mature in spiritual than the rest of us.
我们还是在学习。
We are still learning.
必须要承认一点,
we have to admit one point.
在侍奉聚会里面,
in the service meeting, we have not set a good examples. And oftentimes, we, the old selves, comes out. And we often make other brothers and sisters fall.
这必须是,
and it is something that I feel it is, something we owe brothers and sisters.
这么多年下来,
and for so many years,
弟兄姐妹来来去去,
that brothers and sisters come and gone.
参加侍奉聚会,
and when they attend service meetings and they left.
这是我们这些在主里面稍微信主时间长一点的弟兄的一个亏欠。
It is something that I feel that I owe brothers and sisters for brothers and sisters who are in the church no longer. That I have to apologize to you. That we let you see that this situation that the brothers and sisters are not in unity.
有时候我也受不了。
And oftentimes it bothers me as well.
但是我们实在知道,
and but I know
主爱我们,
that God loves us.
主期望我们能够长大,
God expects us to grow up.
主期望我们一起的侍奉他,
God expects each one of us to serve Him together.
主期望我们在世人面前可以见证他是那位从神差来的那一位。
God wants us to give testimony before the world that He is the one who is sent by God.
如果我们不为着侍奉有一些的聚集,
if we don't gather for these services,
如果我们只是礼拜天来听个信息,
if we only come and listen to the sermon on Sundays,
我们如何能够一起来侍奉他?
How are we able to serve Him together?
我们几个弟兄常常在侍奉聚会之前, 我们礼拜六也有一次的聚集。
And a few brothers and sisters before the service meeting, we often gather. We often have our own gathering.
所以有时候我们礼拜天好像侍奉就有争执，我们礼拜六也争执过。
And for those arguments that might happen on Sunday service meeting, like we already had an argument the day before.
但是我们感谢主。
We still want to give thanks to our Lord.
不管怎么样。
Regardless what happened.
我们要一起侍奉。
We have to serve Him together.
我们要一起长大,
we have to grow up together.
我们要让他在我们身上耕作,
we have to make each one of us useful to be His instrument.
如果我们有受伤的,
if we are hurt,
如果有因着我们信主时间长一点的弟兄受伤,
if brothers and sisters were hurt by people like me,
请你在主里面原谅我们。
In the Lord, please forgive me.
请你们在主里面继续的长,
please grow up in the Lord continuously.
不要离开,
do not leave.
因为不是我们需要你,
it's because we need you.
我应该说是, 并不只是我们需要你,
it's not, I shall say, it's not only because we need you.
不只是我们彼此的需要,
it's not because we are here for each other's needs. It is the Lord's expectation, the Lord Jesus' expectation. I truly hope brothers and sisters can encourage each other. At home, for the sisters can encourage brothers. And for those of us who are brothers can set example in our household. That at home we can serve Him together. That we're able to encourage each other and strengthen each other. And truly the Lord is the one sent by God.
主爱我,
that He loves us.
像爱他儿子一样,
just like He loves His Son. Is that because is that why He sent His Son to save us?
无瑕疵的身体,
he wants his body to be blameless,
成为那个心腹,
to be his new wife,
能够结婚的心腹,
that the wife who is able to get married.
而姐妹结婚, 应该都是成人以后来结婚。
I believe for the sisters who got married, all are mature adults.
要主在那里等待我们，有那么一天，他要来接我们，成为他的心腹。
I know God who was there waiting upon us. Someday He will come to take us as His new wife.
那当然不是只在这边的弟兄姐妹。
I say not only for brothers and sisters among us.
还是历世历代在主里的圣徒。
It's for all the saints, generations after generations.
能够一天和他一起坐席。
That someday we'll be able to sit with him.
不单是他的仆人。
Not only his servants.
更是他的朋友。
But his friends.
也是能够承担他旨意的儿女。
It's also the son and daughters who are able to bear his will.
好吧，我们一起祷告。
Then let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们再一次谢谢你给我们恩典。
Lord, once again, we thank you for your grace.
主，求你自己恩待我。
That may you truly have blessings and grace among us.
主，加添我们的心力。
That to add us your will.
主，差遣你的圣灵继续的管理我们。
That to send your Holy Spirit to continuously manage us.
成为祭合用的器皿。
That may we be the useful instruments for you.
继续祝福我们。
That to continuously have blessings upon us.
能够合你的心意。
That we are able to fulfill your will.
靠主耶稣基督圣灵。
In our Lord Jesus' name I pray. Amen.